You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Welcome back to the show. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry. Well, 12-21-12, it's been on the minds of a lot of you recently, mostly due to those rumors, predictions of the apocalypse, maybe. For a lot of us here on The Takeaway, including our director in the control room, though, 12-21-12 is all about Frank Zappa. It's his birthday today, and the late, great Frank Zappa would have been 72 today were it not for his death to cancer in 1993. That's Inca Roads from 1978. Frank Zappa's legacy is unique and unparalleled. A virtuoso on guitar, brilliant composer, social satirist, master of irony, one of the world's most prolific rock musicians. Now his estate, Zappa Records, is doing something that once again is going to put Frank Zappa on the forefront of the music industry. This week, the Zappa Family Trust is going to sell master duplication copies of Roxy by Proxy. This is an unreleased show from way back in 1974. Now, for $1,000, if you're a fan, you get the music, liner notes, and artwork. But here's the thing. It's so that you can make your own copy and sell those on your own or give them away as gifts. Licensees get to charge whatever they feel the market will bear for a CD, but they have to pay Zappa Records a royalty of $1.20 for every copy sold and delivered. In a press release, the trust said this: "We are hopeful that you will show us how to do it better than it has ever been done before." Well, let's talk about how to do it better than it's ever been done before with someone at the forefront of Zappa's business efforts. Of course, his family life, Gail Zappa, wife of Frank Zappa, and executrix of the Zappa Family Trust. Hi, Gail.
Hi. Good morning.
Thanks for coming on. Well, in the description of what you guys are doing with Frank's music, it really is a first. What gave you the idea to let fans pay a grand and then sort of be, you know, distributors, producers, I guess?
Well, I get so many comments from people saying, oh, why aren't you doing this and why aren't you doing that and we could do it better and you don't know what you're doing. And we get that kind of stuff. And then we also get people who just wish they could participate in some way. And it seemed to me that there was a way to prove that any artist who has a loyal audience should be able to put their music out there without the assistance of a record company or any other kind of distribution. If you have an audience and they're loyal, which, you know, I think there's no such thing as an ex-Zappa fan.
That's true.
So I just thought, you know, this might be an idea. Basically, it's a fundraiser so that we can put the budget together for the film that we want to finish.
So the record itself is called Roxy by Proxy. Of course, that's a reference to the Roxy Theater, formerly here in New York City. That venue meant a lot to Frank. Here's Pygmy Twilight from the live album Roxy and Elsewhere. Listen. Gail Zappa, that might give people a sense in their ears of what they'll get for their $1,000 with Roxy by Proxy.
Well, yes, and I just want to say this is from the performances in Los Angeles and almost, 40 years ago.
Oh, well, thanks for that. All right.
Yeah, and so we are, it is for the anniversary of the film we hope to release on the anniversary of the performance there. So next year, in December, that's what this is about. So this is really the prequel soundtrack to the movie. It's not exactly what you'll hear, but it's very close. It includes a lot of the same material. There were several shows recorded, so this is a selection from those recordings.
Gail, I have to ask, you know, one thing about Frank's music is you don't see it all around, you know, like the Dead Kennedys, for instance. His music is not in commercials. It doesn't sell jeans. It's not in movies. So if you are licensing it to people to make their own copies, do they have the ability to turn around and is it going to show up in the commercial world, or is this only for making their own CD units?
No. This is just so you get to find out Really, the idea is to put the fan in the artist's shoes, and they have to see how they can, whatever it, they can do to sell their records. So it's really, you know, to help support the artist, but also to, you know, get a big, wide-eyed view of how it all works in the real world.
Gail,
but you can't license that.
You can't license
it. That's the point. Yeah, no.
Before we go,
That's a different thing.
Before we go, Gail Zappa, I have to ask you. The Mayan apocalypse was supposed to be today. I guess we're still here. What would Frank have had to say about this?
You know, it's the Western world that has decided that it's the apocalypse. They like that word. They like to stick it on everything. But I don't think the Mayans were projecting an apocalypse. They were just probably projecting that it's a shift in consciousness. It's a shift in energy, in the focus of energy. So I think I don't like to predict what Frank would say, because if Frank was still here, I know the world would be a different place anyway.
I know that you're right. Well, for $1,000, you can participate in a shift of consciousness with Gail Zappa, wife of Frank Zappa, and the executor of the Zappa Family Trust. Roxy by Proxy is your chance to be a Zappa producer. Gail, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, later this hour, we're going to talk about alternate endings for classical Shakespearean stories and why some readers now prefer happier endings to the tragic ones. As we talk about tragic endings, you've been sharing your thoughts about the kind of thing you'd do if the world really was going to end today, Frank Zappa or no. Food is a big theme from you takeaway listeners. Raleigh Maines would eat a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. Dana Franchitto would pig out on Italian food and then go to Hawaii and surf the biggest wave she can find. We always want to hear from you on this. What would you do if today were your last day on Earth? 8778-MY-TAKE is the number to call.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.